USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Russian President Vladimir Putin is overseeing nuclear drills today amid escalating tensions over Ukraine. President Biden has warned of swift and severe consequences if Russia invades its neighbor. Vice President Kamala Harris telling an audience of diplomats in Germany the situation is dire.
Today, as we are all well aware, the foundation of European security is under direct threat in Ukraine.
Robot dogs may be the future of security on the U.S.-Mexico border. The Department of Homeland Security recently releasing images of the machines navigating difficult terrain to search for contraband and security threats. The DHS saying there is no set schedule for the deployment of robots. USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day through our water project? Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The administration says cyber hackers are going after Ukraine.
Ann Neuberger, deputy national security advisor, told reporters that U.S. intelligence has determined that Russian cyber actors have targeted the Ukrainian government. Specifically, Neuberger alleged the actors used DDoS attacks on Ukrainian Ministry of Defense and state-owned banks this week, but said if they tried to attack America, we're ready.
We're shoring up our defenses at home. While there are currently no specific or credible cyber threats to the homeland, the U.S. government has been preparing for potential geopolitical contingencies since before Thanksgiving.
For the USA Radio News Washington Bureau, I'm John Hunt.
Closing arguments are set to resume Monday in the federal hate crime charges of three men convicted of murdering Ahmaud Arbery. Prosecutors allege that the suspects, Travis McMichael, Greg McMichael, and William Roddy Bryan, were driven by racial hate to kill Arbery 2 years ago. USA Radio News.
Here's some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you just have a plan you're not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. There are hundreds of thousands of members, and they love it. MediShare has a 98% customer satisfaction rating, and this is obviously huge. The typical family saves around $6,000 a year switching to MediShare. Find out more. They're great to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible.
According to Johns Hopkins University, 96,603 new coronavirus cases were reported in the United States on Friday, and 3,223 people died from the virus. Those numbers continue to drop, and according to the World Health Organization, have dropped by 19% in the past week. As far as where things go from here, and if we can expect to have COVID tests around next year, Dr. Tom Inglesby is a senior White House advisor on COVID. He tells MSNBC,
I do think that COVID testing will be an important part of our program for the foreseeable future. So yes, I think next winter, COVID tests are going to continue to be important. We hope that the level of disease will be much lower than it was this winter, but we're going to be prepared for that. And testing is going to remain important if you have COVID symptoms, or if you've been exposed to someone with COVID, or if you're going to be around people who are very vulnerable.
Leah Thomas of the University of Pennsylvania, a biological male who identifies as a woman, broke a record in the 500-yard freestyle at the Ivy League's championship event earlier this week. Thomas finishing the race in 4 minutes, 37.2 seconds, a new record. Swimmer Catherine Burroko, an actual woman, finished in second place more than a full 7 seconds later. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.